The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, Episode 60. Trivia and Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Chapter's 18th Anniversary. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by Weavers and pick up some Mayberry items for the Mayberry folks in your life. You'll find t-shirts, books, all kinds of Mayberry items. So drop by and pick up something at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Last week, we talked about the Andy Griffith Show Real Nutters Club 30th anniversary. I almost let the year go by without speaking of it, and that was terrible. And I've gotten some feedback from you guys. I still want to encourage you to send in some feedback if you have it. Send me emails at floyd@mayberry.com or call me at 888-684-8415 and just tell, you know, what the Andy Griffith Show Real Nutters Club has meant to you. We'd love to hear that, and we definitely want to pass that along to Jim Clark, who has worked so hard to, just make the Andy Griffith Show Real Nutters Club what it has become, you know, with members all over the world. And so I'd like to hear from you about that. As I said, I've heard from a few and several, actually, but the more the merrier. So please feel free to do that, even into this week. But this week, I wanted to speak a little about a chapter that I run. It's called the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. I talked about this last year, about this same time, and we're celebrating our anniversary. It's our 18th year for the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. And if you don't know what that is, I definitely encourage you to drop by the website, and the link will be in the show notes. Or you can just go to Mayberry.com and click on the newsletters link and you'll see it there. But the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter was the first official online chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Real and Watchers Club. And we got started, man, I guess it was 1991 when we actually got our charter, I believe it was. Yeah, it was 91. November 29th, actually, of 91. So November 29th of this year, 2009, marked our 18th anniversary as a chapter. Now, I say a chapter, what we really are is like a group of big Mayberry fans that daily send in emails to, now it's called the Digest, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest. And you can send an email in there, and then tomorrow at about 11 a.m. Central Time, the emails go out to everybody. So everybody gets to read all the compilation of all the emails that were received in the last 24 hours today, and then they'll respond to them tomorrow. So it's like an ongoing conversation, but you only get one email per day. But it is usually contains several, you know, five, six, sometimes a lot more than that, sometimes one. We've only had one day this year that nobody posted anything. So there was no digest that day. So I had people emailing me and wanting to know what had happened and why they didn't get one. But all the digests come out and they're numbered. So if that ever happens, you know, you can look and say, oh, I didn't miss one because I got, you know, 320 and 321. So I didn't get left out. But anyway, there's in the years that we've been doing the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, there have been so far, as of yesterday, actually, there have been 4,966 editions of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest daily newsletter or email. So, you know, that's a lot of talk. about the Andy Griffith Show. And there's some of the folks that are on there that have been with me from the beginning. Bob Bravatti, he was on last year's episode. If you'll listen to it, go back and listen. It's like one of the early episodes, probably the sixth or seventh episode, something in that range. And Bob was there at the very beginning. He actually, I believe, he started the Andy Griffith Show thread on the old Prodigy Computer Network that he said nobody ever responded to it. But then I started one just not too long after that, and he responded, and then the rest is history. You know, 18 years later, he and I are still doing this, and we've got almost 1,600 people that get this email every day. So it's a lot of fun, and I definitely encourage you. And here, let me just give you a little bit of kind of the information that you'd see on there. This was just recently posted. There had been a lot of talk on the Digest about Don Knotts. People have been talking about it. So Aunt B of Orlando wrote this in. She said, "With the recent talk of Don Knotts, I thought I would share my experiences with him. Two of our chapter members had gone to MGM Studios at Disney with me to witness his handprint ceremony, but due to the weather, it was canceled. An attendant noticed our t-shirts and asked if we'd like to meet him backstage, so off we went jubilantly. He was so gracious, friendly, and accommodating, posing for several pictures and signing things. About a year later, when he was here for the Andy's induction into the TV Academy Hall of Fame, we again got to meet him, along with Andy and Goober backstage, and Don even remembered us. He actually called my home when I faxed him an invitation to his hotel on that first visit. We spoke for just a few minutes, but he was so kind that I about fainted. I've never had a negative time with any of the Mayberry folks either. Would that the whole world could be this wonderful, Aunt B of Orlando." So those kind of personal remembrances and just day-to-day Mayberry moments is one of the things we go through. People will post things that, that they had experienced in the day that reminded them of the Andy Griffith Show. And here was one that came up the other day, and I'm going to go ahead and read this to you and let you think about it. But here was a question that was asked on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter digest. It said, "Were there ever any female deputies in Mayberry?" I'll let you think about that. And let's see. We'll move along a little bit since we got some trivia questions. I'll come back to this. Don't let me forget. But was there ever any female deputies in Mayberry? Okay, that question came up, and it took a day or so before anybody got it right. But I will tell you who got it right as well. So, but speaking of trivia, I told you guys before that there is at Mayberry Days, there is what we consider to be the Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia. I mean, they are incredibly hard. And, I never get them. I read the questions to the folks that are answering them, and I'm always amazed that they can answer any of the questions. So I'm going to read just a few of these to you. I won't make you wait forever either to find out the answer. But here's question one from the 2009 Mayberry Days trivia. Okay, here's the question. Number one. Barney attempts to solve a dispute between two farmers whose names were Welch, their last names were Welch and Osgood. Osgood has built a fence that blocks the sun from reaching Welch's laying hens. What was Welch's first name? Hey, maybe you guys are better than me, but I had no idea. I remember the episode completely. I remember the two farmers. I remember them being in the jail cell. And I remember that the answer that Andy gave was chicken wire. I remember that completely. But what was Welch's first name? Well, it turns out his name, you've had time to have guessed it if you thought you knew it, is Huey. Huey is his name. And that's from episode number 44 of the Andy Griffith Show. Let's read you another one of these. These are amazing. You remember, here's number two, Jeff Pruitt. Jeff Pruitt, a farmer, has come to town in search of a wife. Barney and Thelma Lou decide to help Jeff by playing Cupid. Thelma Lou holds an all-female party at her house and invites Andy and Barney to bring Jeff along. Name the person who greets Andy, Barney, and Jeff at Thelma Lou's door. And folks, I'm reading you these because people get these right. Usually at the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest, they may miss one or two. And it's not unusual for them to get every one of the 25 or so questions correct. So they got this one right this year. So when Jeff Pruitt went over to Thelma Lou's house with Andy and Barney, who met them at Thelma Lou's door? Her name was Mary. Mary, and that's in episode 45. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, I know. Surely not many of you got it right. Dennis, you may be listening. He's the king of Mayberry trivia, the current reigning Mayberry Days trivia contest winner. I would venture to say that even people that came to the trivia contest this year who got to hear these answers after they were read, you guys are missing it too, aren't you? There's only a few people that get these. All right, here's number three. Young Dr. Thomas Peterson is replacing Mayberry's beloved physician of 40 years, Dr. Bennett. Name Dr. Peterson's nurse. What was his nurse's name? Oh, my goodness. You know, Dr. Peterson, that was Father Mulcahy off of MASH. So we know who that is, but what was his nurse's name? Okay. I won't hold you in suspense, and I don't think you're going to know the answer. Maybe you do, and if you do, hey, be sure to let me know. Contact me, floyd@mayberry.com, or call me, any of those. I'd love to hear from you if you're getting these right, because you guys need to come to Mayberry Days and do the trivia contest if you're getting these right. The name of Dr. Peterson's nurse is Miss Oakley. That's episode 201. All right, I'm going to read you... I'll read you two more. Andy becomes sick and swears in Goober as a temporary deputy in his absence. How many citations does Goober issue in one day? When Andy got sick and swears in Goober as a temporary deputy, how many citations does Goober issue in one day? The answer is 14. 14 is the answer. Good job. That was in episode 232. Yeah, it's color. Color episodes are fair game. You got to know those too. This is the Super Bowl Mayberry trivia. And question five, I'm only going to read five of them, and then I'm going to give you an easier question so you'll feel better about yourself. Okay. All right, here's the fifth question. Where does Arnold Pruitt work? Where does Arnold Pruitt work? I didn't know this one at all. Arnold Pruitt, he works at the record store in Mayberry. That's in episode 181. So, folks, there are, let's see, how many questions? Let me flip here. There are 22 questions just like these, incredibly hard, and the 22nd question was actually worth 2 points. Folks, if you'd like to read and try to see how you do on some of these Mayberry Days trivia, if you go to our website at mayberry.com/podcast, and go to the show notes link, or go to the show notes on this episode, you will see a link to a page that has Mayberry Days trivia from 1998 through 2003. All the questions and the answers are there as well. So feel free to go there and try your hand. Okay? Let's see. I got some. Oh, here we go. Here's some normal people questions. Okay? All right. Here's one you guys can get, I think. Number one here, name Opie's imaginary horse. Okay? If you need a second to think about it, just pause. But Opie's imaginary horse, his name was Blackie. That's right. Good. This one's a little harder, but it's still, it'll be right on the tip of your tongue. Whom did Barney say was the biggest gossip in town? Barney said the biggest gossip in town is Viola Slatt. That's right. Number three, I'll just read you three of these. I don't want to use up all my trivia questions. Opie once traded licorice seeds for what? You know, if honesty is such a good policy, how come I'm out of cap pistol. Yeah, he got a cap pistol. All right. Anyway, those are easier questions. Those first five questions, Mayberry Days, the Super Bowl of Mayberry Trivia. Definitely, guys, if you did it all well, if you got one or two of those, head to Mayberry Days because you'll have a chance of scoring in the top 10, I guarantee you, because those are just incredibly hard. Let me go back to my original question that was from the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. They ask, were there ever any female deputies in Mayberry? Wow, this question was answered by Keith, one of our members. He said, actually, there were two female deputies in Mayberry. During the only Christmas episode of the Andy Griffith Show ever made, Andy swore in a whole bunch of extra deputies to guard the Muggins family. These were Aunt B, Ellie, and of course Opie. So Aunt B and Ellie were the two female deputies. You guys know of any others? If you do, be sure to call me. Leave me a note. You can call me at 888-684-8415, or you can drop me a line at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can drop by the podcast website at mayberry.com/podcast, and you can let us know there. So that's all I got this week, folks, and we'll talk to you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.